Well, Australian scientists are making strong strides in the long battle to save some of the world's poorest people from chronic disease. Billions of people are exposed to neglected tropical diseases. This is a group of bacterial, viral, and parasitic diseases that authorities say are on par with HIV, malaria, or tuberculosis. Now, a new blood test developed in Queensland could make it quicker and easier for authorities to target those who are the sickest. But with commercial interest unlikely, it could become another potential solution that won't reach those who need it most. Stephanie Smale reports.
Tropical diseases such as malaria are well known for their deadly capabilities. They kill hundreds of thousands of people every year, but there are a range of other lesser known diseases which can be equally dangerous. They're called neglected tropical diseases, or NTDs, and they also thrive in regions with poor hygiene and sanitation. Associate Professor Darren Gray is an infectious disease epidemiologist at the Australian National University's Research School of Population Health.
Anemia, cognitive delays in children, stunted growth in children, obstruction of the bowel, enlarged livers and spleen, which leads to portal hypertension.
They often have long, slow infections, delivering painful symptoms years after being exposed. Nearly half of those suffering are children. Darren Gray says drug treatment programs are in place and are considered effective, but the risk of being infected again is constant.
Quite often these diseases are occupationally driven. If you're a fisherman or a farmer and you're contracting the disease by going into the water or the rice paddies, you have to work to live. So these people are going into the water or into the paddies and getting reinfected despite being treated the day before.
Scientists have made a potential breakthrough. Professor Don McManus has devoted his career to studying neglected tropical diseases, and his team has come up with a cheap and easy blood test that could pick up low levels of infection and replace fecal testing.
I think the beauty of the test is that it can actually identify individuals with a recent infection. So if we can actually identify those people early, you can treat them and the treatment will be more effective.
Darren Gray says the test's improved sensitivity could help target treatment for the more than 1 million people infected in the Philippines.
By having a simple diagnostic test that's highly sensitive will actually let the people know that they're infected, you're confident of your diagnosis, and then you can actually treat accordingly and you'll have a higher uptake of that treatment within the community, which is important for controlling and eliminating this disease.
Despite its promising outlook, Don McManus says it's unlikely the test will attract the commercial attention needed to develop it further.
This disease, like a number of these neglected tropical diseases, is unfortunately, it only occurs in tropical areas, and drug companies and people making diagnostics, they would find it very difficult to actually secure a market in these particular localities. So there's no money in it for them, essentially.
There has been huge success in eradicating neglected tropical diseases in China, using drug treatment and modernising farm equipment. Darren Gray says removing disease-carrying buffaloes was a big turning point.
We were in China in 2006 and we were there on the marshlands around the Poyang Lake, which is a main transmission area, and we took a photo of the marshland. It was completely covered in buffaloes, in water buffaloes. There was hundreds of them. And then we went back to the same spot 10 years later following this program when they'd removed all the buffaloes. And there was not a single buffalo on that marshland and there was no more schistosomiasis in that area.
China's big spending, decades-long campaign against NTDs stands in contrast to the Philippines. Don McManus explains.
There's very little money in the public health arena in the Philippines. Something like schistosomiasis is one of those diseases that does not have top priority in the Philippines, where they have malaria, they have HIV, a lot of chronic diseases as well. So unfortunately, the control program in the Philippines is really at its infancy, just not enough funding.
Darren Gray points out NTDs cost developing economies billions of dollars every year. He says a blood test could help authorities in countries like the Philippines focus efforts on those who need it most, saving time and money.
When you're planning a control program, it's important to know who's infected. Highly sensitive diagnostic test is particularly important. And if you look at the Philippines as an example, there is programs of treatment there for these diseases. The problem is people don't like to take the drugs unless they know they're positive. So to go in as a government and give everyone drugs and say, take the drug to prevent the disease, which is quite often done in Africa with great success and done in China with great success. But in the Philippines, the people actually like to know whether they're infected.
Don McManus says a renewed effort is also needed in Africa, where it's estimated 200 million people are infected with other types of schistosomiasis, one that causes bladder cancer.
The Philippines is one case, but Africa, I think that's where the major issues are with this disease. Probably about 200 million people infected. It's a different species from the schistosome that occurs in Asia. The two species are Schistosoma mansoni, which is what we call an intestinal parasite. The other species is called Schistosoma hematobium. It's probably the most pathogenic of all the species, and it's a major risk factor for bladder cancer. So as well as having complications with bladder infections, there's also the high probability that infected people with Schistosoma hematobium will in time also develop bladder cancer, which of course would be terminal.
That's Professor Don McManus from QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.